ज्ञानञ्जन श्लाक्य
चक्षुरुलोलितं येन तस्मै
वंशाकल्पपरिभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो महाबदन्नाय कृष्णप्रेम सुदाय च कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्यनन्दे गौरस्तुते गुरवे गौरचन्द्राय राधिकाय सदानुये कृष्णाय कृष्णभक्ताय सर्वभक्ताय यं प्रव्रजन्तमनुपेतमपेतसुखं द्वैतायनो विरहकासर्यासिह सत्रेति सन्नयतवातर्वधिनेदो तं सर्वभूपरिदं कृष्ण
First of all, I offer my less and less dandavat pranam in the lotus feet of my spiritual master.
Yukta lilaum Krishna Parasitman Bhakti Pragyan Jesha Goswami.
And also less and less dandavat pranam in the lotus feet of my Siksha Guru Nitya Lila Prasong Vishnu Parasitman Bhakti Vedanta Swami Maharaj. If you begin anything, any past activities or anything, you should remember your Gurudev. You should have a very strong belief that my Gurudev is everywhere. How? Our Gurudev will be everywhere. Because Krishna is everywhere. Krishna is everywhere. In all the souls, in all worlds, in Golok Vrindavan, Prakat Vrindavan, here, in all grasses, trees, creepers, Krishna is there. To serve Krishna, our Gurudev is also there. Because Sukta Goswami, Sukta Goswami is saying like that. So you should have a very strong belief that your Gurudev, Srila Bhakti Vedanta Swami Maharaj, was not a very ordinary guru, that he should fall down. Never. Very strong personality. So he must be everywhere and looking you that what you are doing. If you are who can, we have become. He will see. That is why his mercy is upon you. He is showering his mercy. And now, now they are becoming weak. They think that I am not everywhere, I am not looking after. But he is looking after you, nursing also. If any, Gurudev, who is transcendental Guru, manifestation of Nityananda Prabhu or Baldeva. He is so powerful and very, very kind, very, very practical. If anyone initiates anyone, and if he is not doing offenses to any Vaishnava, devotee, or Krishna, to none, then anyhow, and so many bhakti will descend and help, because he has promised like that. If anyone is not liberated and not having Krishna praying in one birth, I will come again. So you should see your Gurudev like that. And try to develop your Krishna consciousness more and more. Don't be hippie again. You have so many have become from hippie to happy. This is the time. Go down. Very powerful, very strong. If the Gurudev is the backbone, व्यक्ति अनट गुरुदेव टू सर्विस टू गुरुदेव इज बैक बोन ऑफ आवर डिवोशन एंड लव एंड इफ द बैक बोन इज ब्रोकन यू कैन अंडरस्टैंड यू कैन नॉट सीट यू कैन नॉट डू एनीथिंग टू हैव ए वेरी फॉर्म बिलीव ऑन योर गुरुदेव एंड ट्राई टू गो अप एंड अप डेली डेली इन न्यू न्यू इंस्पिरेशन After so many things in my tour, bringing from Holland and England here, there, I also, in morning, Upadeshamritam, Manasikha, Shikshastakam, so many, Bhakti Tattva Vivek and so many things, and evening classes, Srimad Bhagavatam, Chaitanya Charitamrita. First of all, you should know that Krishna Prem has two sides, side by side. One is called Sanjog and next is called Yog. One is called meeting and other is called separation. Everywhere they will be there. In night, gopis are calling separation. And in the daytime, when they are meeting to Krishna, oh, this is meeting. Sometimes, Krishna is in Vrindavan and meeting with all the gopis. It is called meeting. When your Gurudev was with you, externally, you are serving him, and you are thinking that, oh, we are with our Gurudev. But also there is some side also, one side more. In separation, he is also there, if you are remembering him constantly. So Krishna Prem has two sides. Like a coin has two sides. First side and then this side. So Krishna Prem is like those. So I have told so many things about meeting of Krishna with gopis and gopis, Nanda Baba, Yashoda and all. So I wanted to say something, but I was thinking, should I tell, because very qualified persons are very rare, very rare. But I wanted to speak something about me. Because my basket was full of all the fruits that I have brought from Vrindavan, from the shop of Swamiji and my Gurudev, to distribute. But I see that very rare are qualified for this. But still, like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, even to tigers, lions and bears, creepers and trees, he gives something. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu apparently he gave. So, up till now, I have told about Vaidhi Bhakti, and also about the importance of Krishna, of meeting with gopis and all. Now I want to tell something more. So you should try to have more and more honor for your Gurudev, inspiration to serve him more and more, and to serve Radha and Krishna. Radha Krishna Kanu Mo Suga Arna Mo. You know the meaning? What is the meaning of
Life and soul. In life and death, that you have no other destination than Radha.
Again, you? Life and soul is here. Quickly I should give up my this body. Useless. Gopi is used to tell, oh, we are not serving Krishna. What is the use of keeping this body? No use at all. Raghunath Das Goswami, you know, when Rup Goswami went to his abode in Radha Krishna there, and he was thinking Radha Kund and Sham Kund is like tigers to swallow. Giriraj Govardhan, like Ajgar Ayate, like Aghasu, and Vrindavan, lifeless, zero. I cannot survive. So we should be like that. And then Krishna Mercy will come. He is not far away, everywhere Krishna is. He wants that we should be like that. So when I am telling something, one example in meeting with Gopi. When Krishna was a boy of 7, he took Govardhan Mountain on his left finger for 7 days. All Brijavasi, all gopis, even girls, all were assembled there to the shade of Giriraj Govardhan. Cowherd boys taking their sticks, with them, going like this, Govardhan stood up all away, all down. Oh, we are hanging. And gopis, on that side is crooked, that if Govardhan will fall down, then we will make you to ashes. But Govardhan was there. And who was taking this mountain? Oh, if Krishna has taken it, lifted it on his right, then Krishna has done. But who did? Left side, Radha was there. And in left of left, it means Srimati Radhika. Krishna cannot do, he is zero. If Radhika's power is not there, so power is everything. So without power, Krishna is like zero, nirvishesha Brahma. So, Krishna was so happy. Indra was pulling out so many thunderbolts. To make pieces in less and less pieces, Giriraj Govardhan. But Giriraj Maharaj, on his finger, was so happy that he was thinking that, oh, like this. Yes, and very happily. After 7 days, when Indra knew that we cannot have any damage to Vrindavan, Brajavasi, and to Govardhan, Krishna, anything. Then he became submissive. And then he has so much fear for Krishna. Oh, Krishna is Supreme Personality of Godhead. Now he will punish him. After that, he brought Surbhi Maya, Surbhi Mother Surbhi, and Surbhi applies for Indra. Seeing this past life time of Krishna, all the older persons, Brijavasi, like Upananda and all others, assembled at a place, and that is called Nanda Baithak, sitting of Brijavasi. And Upananda was made chairman of that meeting. When all were assembled, lakhs and lakhs gopis, then Upananda told, Nanda, you should be very careful, very careful. Because you were taking not vow with Krishna. You know that Krishna lifted this mountain. Quickly, like elephants, on their trunk that any lot of flower or anything. So Krishna has done. He is not an ordinary person. You know that when he was of only 3 days, Pupana came so powerful as 50,000 elephants. But Krishna took his breath, not only milk, it was not milk, poison, very strong poison he took, and also his life took. And he died. You know that when he was of 1 month, then Srinivas came, but it was also killed. Then Agasur, Bagasur, so many came, and they were all finished. So Krishna is not an ordinary boy. Tell your wife, Yashoda, she should not chastise this boy, because he is Narayan himself. Also you should not tell him, oh, bring my shoes, and Krishna will take his shoes, and dancing he will come. Don't do all these things. Don't tell him, oh, cheater, or tricky, monkey friend,
liar,
also so many things. Don't, never. Try to worship him. Then Nanda Baba began to smile. He told that, I know that in India, which is that gops means
milkman,
gops, there is a jati, tribe, they became matured at the age of 80. After that age, they are immature, means like a boy, no intelligence, and they have no qualification to vote. After 80 they can vote anyone. So he is telling that how you can think, you understand that Krishna is Supreme Krishna of Godhead. I know that sometimes you wait before me, oh mother, give me bread and butter. Sometimes his mother tells, oh, see, this Sikha of Baldev is so thick, but you are very, and that is why you are lean and thin. You should take more butter. Oh, otherwise you cannot be like that. And if there is left to give him butter, he began to weep. Brahma or any Bhagavan weeps, anything. Very soon he becomes angry and he begins to break the pot. Sometimes we know that any devotee, even what to speak of Krishna, Supreme Personality of God, he never tells lie. But Yashoda Maiya asked him, whether was taken earth? Oh no mother, I have never taken. I want to see your mouth. Sometimes cheating, stalling in the houses of all gopis. Sometimes quarreling. Oh, these are not the symptoms of any Brahma or any Supreme Personality of Godhead. And telling him, he began to smile. Oh, if you are telling all that he is Supreme Personality of Godhead, but yet he has come like son to me, so I may chastise him, and if he is doing something wrong, so I must chastise him, sometimes punish him, though he is Parabrahma. And saying this, he began to smile. All gopis forget all things, and they used to love Krishna like this. When you know, that when Krishna used to go for cow herding, Yashoda Maiya following always, Nanda Baba following him, all the gopis from here and there, from any corner, from any grove, from windows, from the roof, from anywhere, all the gopis used to see Krishna. And Krishna also worshipping them from there, his eyes of gold, to all the gopis. Pullendi vala kanti bindu badanam varanam tam priyam śrī-bhaktaṃ-kṛpādāra kautubhadaram śrī-sāmbaram sundaram gopīnānaya-lokapalāśittanam go-gopa-saṅghāvitam govindam kalabhīrvādhanaparam dityāṅgam bhūṣāvitam. Here all gopis are looking towards Krishna, and Krishna playing on floors and seeing by his crooked eyes to all gopis. So these are the examples of meeting. You know, once when Rasa Leela, Krishna played on his float, all the gopis, dipping over all their jobs, homework, they quickly ran after the tune of Bansi, followed, and they came to Krishna. Jamuna was gently and sweetly moon, full moon was full moon was there, twinkling all sitaras, all the flowers of day and night, both of all the seasons, all were in bloom. These were humming. At that time in night also cockles were singing. It was not so much night, beginning of night was. And as that time Krishna played on his throat. All gopis. Those who gopis who are making chapatis, you know, Indian chapatis, they have no care of to turn over quickly. Those who are making some dalia, kore, and they left it on fire. Those who are giving meat to their children, whose children, not her children, children to their sister Lazara, any other. Because anyone who has child, they are not qualified to meet Krishna in Rasa Leela. They cannot go. They are stopped there. So quickly they went there to get him off. Those who were talking, like doing this, decorating. One gopi was taking kajal in his one eyes, quickly, not in this eyes. And very busy, one gopi who was taking his necklace to take in his neck, but he wrongly he did in his waist here. And from here, anything. Yeah. And we took in his here. So all was upset. Quickly they run. They became mad, as if anyone has stolen his heart, and quickly. But when they were all there, then Krishna told that, oh, welcome to you all. I know that you have come here to meet me in this very good night. Moon? Full moon night. A very good scenery. Now you have taken my darshan. I am Brahma. So, now you should be satisfied and return at once to your home. Because night is so
dangerous,
dark. All lions and tigers are fearful animals are here everywhere. And it may be that your husband could search and they can come here. Your children also. At once you should try to. But Gopi is there, watching him. What is his internal mood? What he wants? Then Krishna saw that, oh, they are not doing anything, not returning and not telling anything. Then he began to tell again. Oh, you know that the religion of this lady is that whether husband may be
lame, blind,
moneyless, very poor, ugly, blind, black, anything. He cannot support his wife. Even they should serve their husband. This is our Indian Vedic culture. So Swamiji wanted to establish this Varnashram Dharma. Because we came, it is not like India. Wife and husband changing their this marriage for more than 20 or I think that it will maybe record like 40 or more than that. I heard that a couple at the age of 102 and wife 98, they again did marriage. Plus I don't know where, but I read in newspapers. And he has 98 children. So many children. But he was not satisfied. Never. So, Indian culture, Vedic culture is like Varnashram Dharma. If anyone has given any word that I should marry you, then forever, for his whole life, if not married, no harm. If husband is dead, no harm. He will worship him. This is the Indian. Why? Because if you are married to Krishna, and then we can change Krishna also. You can go to Shishupal. So you should try to
follow
here. Then otherwise there is a very big problem there. So devotees should learn Varnashram Dharma. Not giving each other in any case, and then quickly try to follow Rupa Sanatan, Srimad Bhagavatam. So Krishna told them. Then one of the gopis, like Prakhara, you know, so much bold, to very straightforward, Lalita, she told that, oh, preaching that you are my Gurudev. Because without Gurudev, anyone cannot tell like so much good things for us. So you are Gurudev. So we know that if Supreme Personality of Ramachandra, Narsimhadev, anyone is there, first we will have to worship our Gurudev, then to them. Guru Puja is essential first. So you are like our Guru. We want to worship you and then to our husband. And we know that you are husband of all whole world. Ishvara Parama Krishna, Satchidananda Vigra, Anadirad Govinda, Sarvakaran. So Krishna, husband of all whole world. He is only tester. Even Bande Prabhu, he is Dasya of Krishna. All. So, Gopi is telling, you are promised in Gita. What? Ye jatha mam prapadyante tam tathayo bhajam neham. Those who will worship me in what mode, I will repay them. I am bound to repay them.
So we have come to worship you. Why you are not worshipping us? In what mood I have come to serve you? You should accept our services. Otherwise, you will have to...
You will be guilty for this.
Then Krishna was satisfied and he began to dance with them. How much days? How much? Many hours. Not only 1-2 hours. The night became Brahmaratri. Brahmaratri means
1000 yug.
So long. Brahma and all others began to do Pushpa Varsha, shower of flowers. The demigods, goddesses, that they can find in the sky in their
aeroplanes.
Their husband could not see the rash because they are not qualified, but their wives were somewhat qualified to see, and that is why they became thanked in the laps of their husbands. So after that, when rash was going, at once Krishna disappeared from rash. Why? To make new their love and affection. At once he became, and then the gopi was weeping and searching him. After that, when they were waiting so much on the bank of Yamuna pulling, at once Krishna appeared there. Then gopis asked something to him. What they asked to? Bhajato anubhajanti eka. Ekad eva viparjayam. Lobhayansa bhajanti eka etanno bhushati. Some gopis took the hands of Krishna in their laps. Some took the feet of Krishna in their laps. Some took betel nut from his mouth, and some standing on very far away and looking towards Krishna as if they will shoot arrow from their eyes. Some angry. Who was doing so? Srimati Radhika. Some Chandravali taking his hands in his lap and all that. They asked one question to Krishna. We want to ask you this question. And then answer and question and answer. They asked Krishna that we know that some persons are like these. They eat anyone doing bhajan, then they do bhajan. If anyone has love and affection for anyone, then he also reciprocal each other. And some are that if anyone will serve or not, he has no love and affection, but yet he will have love and affection for that. And third, those who are loving, serving or not, no question, they don't have love to anyone. In what category you are, we want to know. Can you explain what I told? Make Krishna culprit that if in any category Krishna will be, then he is guilty. Krishna began to smile as if he is guilty. He took his pitambar here and very gently, sweetly, smiling something, and he began to tell, "Oh gopis, I am not any category of this," what he told. Why? First, those who are loving, those who love him, these are in the category of businessmen. If anyone is giving, $1, then they will give anything in the value of $1, anything. 2 mangoes, 4 mangoes, or anything, any masala. Masala means?
Spices.
Spices are anything. One is giving and another is giving. Here is no bhakti, no love and affection. Understand what I am telling? What? Repeat me.
That there is no love.
Thing?
One glass juice.
And taking $1.
It's not so love.
It is business policy. So if you want love and then I love anyone, then what is this? This is business. I am not in category. So if you are worshipping and wanting anything benefit for Krishna in India, anyone can worship Shankar. Oh Shankar, I will give you Batasa. Batasa means any sweet, very little. I want that my business to go high soon. I should have a son. I have no children. I want to have a son. Oh, quickly you can give. Like Ravan, like Jarasandha, Shishupal, they are all like this. So we should not try to be like that. If Gurudev outwardly loving or not, no harm. You should try to love him. But it is true that whether you are loving or not loving, serving or not serving, Gurudev must have some affection to you because he is not business person. If you want to be happy, a true devotee, then you should try to follow your Gurudev's words. So, and if you are not following your Gurudev, then truly you are not devotee. I want to be very, that you should be very tolerant. Try to tolerate, otherwise your family will be
ruined.
Your relation with Gurudev will be ruined. You should tolerate, otherwise you cannot be happy with all devotees. Daily making so many problems, quarreling to all others. So try to learn this slok. Tina dapi suni chena, toro rapi sahishnuna, amanina manadena kritin. If unwanted or unwillingly any offense has done, go at once and take the lot of feet of their devotee. Oh, forgive me. I have done mistake. In this way. So tolerance is the backbone of our bhakti. Be like that. Even more than trees. Two things. Not wanting anything and giving his everything to others. His life is like that. Fruit, bark, leaves, rose, seed, add wood for others. And he never wants any drop of water that you should give him. So if you want to be a true devotee, you should try to follow all these things. And if you are not following all these, so you must be weak. You cannot serve your guru. You cannot serve Radha Krishna. So Krishna is telling, Mitra bhajanti je sakya, swarthai ekanta udyamahite, na tatra saunudam dharmam swartham taddena anyatha. So those who are one, that he should also, she should also love me and I would love her. Or I should love him and he should love me. So here there is no bhakti, no bhakti at all. No dharma, religion, or anything there. No love. And second, incorrigible you are. whether anyone is loving you, I am loving you or not, but you are loving me. Like a father, true father, if children become bigger ones, and when father has married them with any girl, and they quickly give up their father and mother, they don't want to suck them, especially in old days. In India something is there, but now the air from Western countries have come there, and this civilization is also going to be ruined. So father and mother and Gurudev, they love their disciples, their children, sons and daughters, whether they are serving Gurudev or not. I know Swamiji also, my Gurudev also, has served so many very qualified disciples of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati. So gentle, so merciful. Even one wanted to kill his Gurudev, Siddhanti Maharaj, Gurudev, disciple of Swamiji. He was attacked with his disciple. He took some axe and wanted to kill him. But even he was escaped and he had some love and affection that he could be changed. So Gurudev is like that. Father, mother may be like that. There is something religious and something love and affection. Father never wants that he should serve me or not, but he will help and nourish and support. Third, what? Bhajato apitam. Abhajato abhajanti bhajata kuta. And those who don't have any love, nothing, who are loving or not loving. Understand?
Another party loves or not loves.
Another party is loving or not loving. He never will love anyone. In this, there are four kinds of persons. Who? Atmaram. Atmaram, you know?
Self-satisfied.
He never wants anything from anyone, like Sukadeva Goswami. He had nothing to love. When he took birth, and he at once quickly ran away in the dense forest. His father was telling, "Oh son, oh son, oh son, ha putra, ha putra." But he never cared for him, because he don't want anything from anyone. He is Atmaram. Why? Always chanting, remembering and serving his worshipable deity. So he never was. Second, Aptakam. Aptakam means whose all wishes are fulfilled or wishes are not fulfilled. So many wishes, daily. New. If one's requirement is fulfilled, another will come. New daily. So you are not happy. But Narada Rishi, he is all wishes are satisfied. Why? He is serving Krishna. Krishna Bhakta Nishkam. So Narada has nothing to do any. But Sukadeva Goswami, Sanak Sanangan, this Lord Chatus Kumar, all their wishes have been fulfilled. Nothing to love anyone. And third, akritagya, ungrateful creatures, like animals. But father, mother has served me whole life, and when he became young, he left his father. Why? Sometimes he rebukes, and sometimes nothing rebukes him, but even they are living. So they are akritagya. Akritagya in English?
Ungrateful.
You know ungrateful? Don't be ungrateful. And fourth, Guru Drohi. Guru Drohi means?
Disobeying Guru.
No.
Opposed Guru Dev.
What word? What word?
Revolting against Guru Dev.
Rebellion, revolting.
If there is cause or not cause. Oh, you have become old, nonsense. My children cannot sleep in night, you are doing. Always. No reason this. But they will do. So they are Guru Drahi. But I am not any one of them. Why? Gopis wanted to capture Krishna in any of these four. But Krishna is telling that I am not any one of them. Why? First is, kya? Atmaram. Krishna told that I am not Atmaram. Atmaram means?
Wandering in the self.
Like Sukadeva Goswami. I am not like that, in that category. Why? My all requirements have not been fulfilled. I am not Atmaram. Because my Atmaram is who? Atma, soul, Sri Radhika. I want to satisfy Srimati Radhika always and to serve Radhika. And that is why I played on flute and called, oh come on, Lalite Vishakhe Radhe Chitre. But if I was up to come, how I had called you? And if I am Atmaram, then now why appeared before you? Understand?
Yes.
I am not Atmaram or Atmakam because